Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit high and deep to center field. Myers back! Out of here! Number 17 for Rafi Devers. Number 2 in a Giants uniform. And that's what they needed. They're back in it.
High noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Red Sox back at Fenway tonight. For the first time since the Rafi Devers trade, they got the first of three with the Blue Jays. You can catch it here on your flagship station for the Red Sox, WEEI. I heard Greg talking about this earlier today. It could get ugly for the Sox on this homestand. Fans haven't had a chance, at least at Fenway, to voice their frustration over the trade, which I hate to acknowledge, Keith, I was on board with it. Not just getting rid of Devers, which I know you were on board with, and I think some out there, maybe not a majority, but many people were done with Devers. Greg's in that camp as well. I was one of the few who actually kind of liked the return. I liked Kyle Harrison.
Still?
Well,
yeah.
Kyle Harrison made his Woo Sox debut last night. It did not go well.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
Meanwhile, Rafi Devers hit a home run in a loss, but hit a home run for the Giants, his second last night. He had 3 more hits. So he homers. Harrison stinks it up in Worcester. Red Sox were off yesterday. They did somehow make up a half a game in the wild card race, and now they're back home for what feels like another, and I feel like we keep saying it, but they're all big, another big series for the Red Sox.
Yeah, and it's a team that has owned them, like the Angels. The Angels swept the Red Sox. The Blue Jays, who are a few games above the Sox, they're one of the wild card teams right now. But the Red Sox are 2-5 against Toronto so far this year. But this would be a series. If you win this one, not that you're going to completely sway people, but the thing is falling apart. Like, would you still say teetering, or is it toppled over? I mean, 5 straight losses is rough, and also the manner in which you lost those games. I mean, it was 2 more one-run games.
Yep.
It was a bunch of games where you just couldn't score runs. You had a lead in all the games, so it's like blown leads all over the place. Even if some of those leads were early, still, you weren't able to hold on to those. And, committing errors in the field, running into outs, like all that stuff that a bad baseball team would do, they have done over the last week. And when you're looking for answers, like I thought, which game was it? Was it the Monday game? I was like, all right, at least you have Crochet, or whatever the game Crochet started. Like, you got Crochet.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday. So then you lose that one. You're like, oh, no. You're like, that's the guy. Like, you're at least going to win that one. Because didn't we sort of predict before that Angels series started, all right, Walker Buehler's going in the first game. That's a loss. Garrett Crochet's going in the second game. That's a win. And then it comes down to
to Dick Fitz in the rubber game.
And he went 4 innings and you lost that. But it turns out you lost all of them. Like, if you're not even winning the Garrett Crochet games where he's spinning gems, then, like, I don't know what chances you have.
And they let in all of them. And I agree with you on that. If Crochet's going to go and pitch like he's pitched all year, and it's a 1-0, he hands over a 1-0 lead.
7 scoreless, you lose.
And 10 Ks, he's mowing them down. And you waste that. You let in all of those games. You've let in 4 straight.
Yeah.
And right. You've lost them all. You've lost 5 in a row. But in 4 of them, you led in those games. A bunch of them you led late. And it's not going well. It does speak to where the Red Sox are teetering, and it's all a tenuous situation. We do keep saying it. But, yeah, I think they are still – they're only 2 games out of a playoff spot. So to say they're done or cooked, I mean, you might wind up being right. But they're not that far out of a playoff spot if they can turn it around. But they got to turn it around. We can only say if they turn it around for so long.
I know. I mean, we're
Fitz in the rubber game. I'm sorry. Say it again. Fitz in the rubber game.
Yes.
Richard Fitz.
They're past the halfway point. So like, anything's like small sample or like, let's see what happens. It's just the lineup top to bottom is not performing. They're relying way too much on Anthony and Meyer. And like, those guys are going to have to be the ones, I think. Like, Story had a decent enough stretch, but like, we kind of know what he is. Some of the other guys have their limitations. You have 2 guys that are good against lefties, but when you face a bunch of righties, like, what does your lineup really look like? I've liked the Carlos Narvaez story, but again, not a guy that should be hitting cleanup or third on your team, you know? So they have a bunch of issues, but the one reason why, like, I haven't completely bailed on it is the American League has a bunch of issues. There's a lot of teams that you can't feel that great about that are all right there with you, and some of those teams are going to end up making the playoffs. You do have a Cy Young candidate, contender, whatever. And the guys going tonight and tomorrow haven't been that bad. You and I don't love Brian Bello and Lucas Giolito, but they've given you some good performances, games in which your team is in. They just need to they just need to score runs.
And Bello was the last guy to pitch in a win, right? In the starting rotation. Yeah, they've gone one full time through.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's no great shakes.
No.
Yeah.
He actually lost everybody that started is lost. They lost five in a row.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm terrible. Right. They've lost five in a row.
Whoever was after Crochet, I think, won the last game. But either way, might have been Dobbins.
That might have been it. Yeah. So, when it comes to Kyle Harrison, who, again, I was a look on a prospect list 2 years ago, he was a higher rated prospect than Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
And one of the most highly thought of pitching prospects in the sport. I actually like that return in the Devers trade. I don't like that they made the Giants eat the whole contract. They could have got a better return if they would have retained some money, but I like Kyle Harrison. He has not shown it in the major leagues, Keith. You know, he's a 4+ ERA guy in parts of 3 years in the major leagues. Red Sox, on top of that, are manipulating his service time. They're keeping him in the minors until after the 4th of July so they can control him through 2030,
right,
as opposed to just 2029. We talked about this with Brad Foe yesterday.
I mean, I know it's a franchise. I know you have to think to your future. But if you're Breslow and Cora, like, what does 2030 do?
And also, what if the guy stinks? Like, I don't need the extra year. What does the extra year matter if the guy stinks? He made his Woo Sox debut last night.
Yeah, well,
I only had the
better there than here.
I only had the partial numbers because Nick was trolling me last night.
I didn't think he was going to make it through four innings.
Sending me all to Harrison.
I got the numbers.
So he went four innings.
Yes.
He allowed four runs, all earned.
Yeah.
On eight hits.
Yeah.
Walk one, struck out four, served up one tater. Now, left unsaid here, Keith, is that's a good Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders team.
Oh, they played the Rail Riders last night?
Yeah, they played the Rail Riders.
Yeah.
He had to go against.
You got to just tip your cap.
He had to go against Jay Rodriguez, Vivas, De La Cruz, Rumfield.
You went against Renfield?
Rumfield.
Oh, he's Dracula's familiar.
Yeah. That was a day game, though. So. Oh, no, it was at night.
Munguia.
Yeah,
Munguia.
No, Renfield, that's the whole idea. Renfield can play during the day.
I've never seen Renfield.
So. Dude, Renfield's the familiar of Dracula.
He can be running around during the day.
He's like the errand boy.
Dracula at night.
He goes and gets some blood.
Dracula's
going to stay inside.
Munguia.
He only gets to go watch his familiar play
Jackson
at night.
C. Alexander, J. Rojas, A. Velasquez, and Ellis. So it's a good Rail Riders lineup. I mean, that's a good lineup. I just gave you the names.
Have Haas on there?
Ooh, good question. I'll have to dig in.
Right now,
maybe for next week.
Who would you swap Kyle Harrison out for right now? Bueller?
Yes, easily. Yeah. But they're not because, and look, he might
but
come
also,
here
who
and,
knows how good Harrison
he might come
is.
Here and stink it up. Yeah. He might. Yeah. But like, that's your return. That's the key piece. I mean, Breslow said it yesterday on these airwaves in the front office report. He's like, we have a top back end of the bullpen guy and a guy to follow Crochet, a.k.a. we have a number two starter in Kyle Harrison.
Yeah.
And it's only one start in AAA, but he hasn't been good in the bigs when he's pitched there. They're manipulating the service time, and he stunk it up in his first start with the Woo Sox. Like, that trade is getting worse by the day, and I'm one of the
depending
people.
Depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself.
Yeah, you might be able to.
You might be available.
I'm one of the people who's defending the trade, and I'm having trouble doing it, and we're not even 10 days into it or 10 games into it.
Do you agree with this text? They are a very boring team.
They've gotten that way,
They shouldn't be, though.
No, they shouldn't.
The reason why they shouldn't be is because Jaren Duran should be one of the more entertaining players to watch. He's had a bad year, but last year, he was not boring at all. Every time he was up, it felt like something was going to happen.
Anthony and Meyer are here.
Yes.
They should be entertaining.
They need really haven't
been. You got to make contact. You got to get hits to be entertaining.
And, you know, Anthony was for a game. Meyer was for probably a couple games. And then Garrett Crochet every fifth day is exciting. But that's, you know, you're still talking about what are you going to do with the other four-fifths of the games. Like, okay, that part's tough.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've become a boring team.
True.
Yeah, I don't know, how exciting people who are like, oh, I wouldn't miss a Rafael Devers at bat are lying to themselves.
No, I don't think he, right. I think we would have the same conversation even then.
I think the Devers trade gave an opportunity for people to check out if they wanted to. And the Red Sox aren't giving them a reason to check back in. So I'll acknowledge that for sure. Now, meanwhile, you mentioned that comment from Breslow yesterday. You played, Nick, that comment from Breslow. Mm-hmm. Who's on a hotter seat, Keith, Cora or Breslow?
So I actually think it's Cora, believe it or not.
It's getting close.
Oh, it's close.
It's tightening
up. Close. I think what Henry has to realize is if this season goes the way that it kind of feels like it's going, and if they end up missing the playoffs, I think you need to make a move, and you either need to get rid of both guys or certainly one of them. But here's the problem. If you get rid of Breslow, you're going to run into the same issue that you had before. Cora working for another guy who didn't hire him. So what are the chances of success there? So Breslow got all of the money from Rafael Devers off the books. John Henry's got to be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
There are two games under 500, and you have some underachieving players. You also couldn't get Devers to buy in to play first base. If I'm John Henry, I put more of that on Cora than I put on Breslow.
Me too.
And
I do put more of that on Cora, but I'm starting to look at it and go, well, you traded that guy and we're going into the tank.
True.
And
bad with Devers.
They were.
So I think Henry,
and they've been bad for 3 years with Devers.
They've been bad for 3 years. They were one game over 500 with Devers
this year.
And and I think if you're looking at it from the ownership level and you say, all right, Breslow this offseason added all of our current best players.
Yeah.
All those guys are.
He did also sign Walker Buehler.
Yeah, he stinks.
That one's getting tougher to defend.
But like Crochet, Bregman, Chapman, and then even Narvaez. Like those are good additions that weren't on the team a year ago. Breslow brought those guys in. So now you're saying, all right, what is Cora doing? Like Cora's not having a good season.
Nope.
And I don't know how closely John Henry's paying attention to that, but Cora, whether it's, you know, deciding when to let the starter keep going or take the starter out or pinch hit decision, all the like in-game decisions for Cora have not been very good.
So who's on the hot or hot seat, Breslow or Cora? You can discuss 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Duran went on with Carrabas. They buried the hatchet, I guess.
They're best buds,
apparently.
Great.
Just give me the shortened version. We don't need the whole answer. He was asked about Rafi Devers and how his relationship was with Rafi.
It was good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What does that sound like?
I love that.
Because if you read that,
yeah.
If you read that in print,
when I'm telling the truth, I usually just sound like that.
It was good.
It was good.
If you good, what do you mean? It was a great relationship. What do you want? Why are you asking?
It's good. You're my best friend. Want me to call him right now? I can call him right now. This is a good friend.
It was good.
You're like, all right.
So relax. I just it probably reads well. It was good. Okay. Well, that would read okay. But one
it was
more
good.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go on there and bury him. It doesn't sound
so. Maybe some people are reading into that and saying, "Oh no, he said their relationship is good, everything's fine. His teammates totally didn't hate him." One more time, Nick.
It was good.
That does not sound like much of a debate.
When he was asked about it in real time, he said, "Wow, it was surprising because it was Rafael Devers, but then I took a nap on the flight. I went right to sleep."
Like this is me trying to defend Craig Breslow. After the weekend the Red Sox just had with the Angels.
It was good.
They lost all three games.
They led in all those games.
They've lost five straight.
Devers isn't doing anything, by the way, with the he homered? Oh, well, they lost again, though.
They are not scoring runs.
They're not giving much to latch on to. Say it again?
He gave up 12 runs.
The Giants.
Well, yes. Devers specifically gave up 12 runs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Yes.
Devers.
Yeah. I mean, he hit a meaningless home run.
But they were good before he got there.
They were down 5-0. Yeah.
That was a good squad.
They were 10 games over 500 without Devers. They are 3 games under with Devers.
Wow.
And you let me know. Let me know if I'm on to anything.
They are now also out of the playoffs.
How about that?
How about that for a stat?
More fodder, Keith.
Joined a playoff team, has taken them out of the playoffs.
Single-handedly.
Oh, yeah.
Rafael Devers. Nice.
I don't think any other moves have
I can't believe I didn't come up with that on my own. Good job. Rich Keefe stats and info. Yep. Good job.
They're working late.
Let's go to Matt in Dennis. You've been waiting very patiently with some top Americans. Matt, go ahead.
Matt? Not one of the top Americans.
You know what? Let me put him back on hold. Maybe we could just check back in and see if he's there. If not, he was on hold for a while.
Top American would be ready to go.
Ralph in Cranston. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, guys. Look, Breslow takes a job as a general manager. He's supposed to be in charge of making the trades, making the team better. And as you guys said, he made 4 good moves. I don't like Buehler. I never wanted Buehler anyway. And now you've got an organization that going after a general manager who's never really done this. And I think they're manipulating him. I think they told him get rid of the salary. And this guy doesn't know whether the poop will go blind with this. And that's what I think. I think he's cornered. I think he's looking at, I don't know what to say. Me, guys, I've put this for years. The problem, the guy I point my finger at is Kennedy. Without a doubt, you're supposed to be the CEO of this team. You can reject trades. You can say, okay, fine,
so,
I'm not, you know.
No. So I don't think Sam Kennedy has anything to do with player personnel.
Yeah, no one wants
I could
to
be wrong.
I don't like listening to Sam Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's maddening, but like, yeah. I don't put a lot of the, other than, unless you just hate like the spin, I don't, no. Kennedy's not making decisions.
I don't think he has anything to do with the roster. Unless things have changed or I'm completely wrong, I'd be shocked if he had anything to do with the roster.
Where does the phrase, I don't know if he knows how to go poop or go blind, how does the phrase?
The origin of that?
Yeah, what's the, because like that seems like an easy choice to me. I would rather poop, personally.
Same.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah. It's not even a tough call.
Well, I think that's sort of the joke, I guess.
Would you rather Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Would you rather poop or go blind? I go poop. Although, you know what I watched last night, Keith?
What did you watch last? Oh, you watched something?
Have you seen Poop Cruise, the Netflix special? Have you seen this?
Poop Cruise? Oh, there's like a train wrecked series. They have the mayor from Toronto.
Yeah,
exactly.
The next episode is going to be the Rob Ford one. Yeah, train wreck.
So, no, poop I haven't seen it.
It was one of these carnival cruises floating. It was in the news like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Carnival cruise floating around in the Gulf of Mexico. And they lost power. The toilets needed power, and all the toilets backed up, and it was pretty gross. Yeah, I watched that last night. Yeah.
All right, the phrase pooper go blind.
A lot of people didn't want to poop on that carnival cruise.
I get it.
Yeah, they were holding it in.
Yeah, I get it.
Because they made him poop in bags.
The phrase pooper go blind,
spoiler alert, yeah,
is not a recognized idiom or saying.
Okay.
It is likely a misremembered or humorous variation of the phrase, not know whether to, oh, well.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Bleep or go
poop
blind.
Or go off the pot.
No.
Oh.
But the swear. I don't know why I wrote it. This is Google AI. Which means to be extremely bewildered or confused about what to do. The origin of not to know whether to bleep or go blind is unclear, but it's thought to have originated in the British Navy. And the first known written use
is scurvy. That's why.
Ken Kesey's One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Spit or go blind is another variation.
Got it.
Also indicating a state of confusion.
I'd rather spit.
Yeah. Same.
Don't isolate that.
Same.
don't do that to me. I see them cackling back there. 617-779-7937. We have your phone calls here. We can get to the Red Sox at the trade deadline. And what's the likelihood, or approaching the trade deadline, what's the likelihood they can turn this around and actually make the postseason? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney. I'd rather spit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.